All right, welcome back. We are live. It is Minor Talk presented by Jack in the Box. I'm Adrian Broaddus. He is Sal Montes, and we are officially back. UTEP Hoops is back, and Minor Talk is officially back for the men's basketball side of things. Our telephone number, 915-505-6009. Not a lot of fans out there having a battle against the Dallas Cowboys game, having a battle against a Monday night. You know, it's just going to be hard to get a lot of people out there in El Paso to this matchup right here. But if you want to talk about it with us, we could definitely do so. Jack in the Box open 24/7, 365, because cravings don't have a curfew at Jack in the Box. Sal Montes is back at our River Oaks property, Schoolyard Sports Studios, and the Miners get a win here for this one. It was an easy game for the Miners against UT Permian Basin. 98-56 was the finale. And today, I mean, look, you know, there were some people who were texting me such doom and gloom stuff, some people who were texting me overly optimistic stuff. Well, you can't take anything away from this one, Sal. We've done this way too many times. You take away the rotations they throw out there, the things that they're trying to work on, that maybe they're going to throw out there for a handful of minutes in a meaningful game in Conference USA and some of these non-conference games as well. But that's about it. I mean, that's all I'm going to take away from tonight, all I'm going to take away from Friday. Just mixing and matching some of these new pieces, really trying to familiarize yourself with all these different names. I mean, Kasim Watson, yeah. Jamal West, Caleb Blackwell, David Tubek, L.A. Hayes, Cassius Brooks. The first time looking at all those guys right there for all of us for extended minutes, and then seeing the maturation of K.J. Thomas, Elijah Jones as well. No Tyrese Watson tonight. He's injured. We'll have news about, you know, Trey Horton tomorrow. Can't really say much about this one right now. Bobby Montgomery Jr., the freshman, true freshman, played over 15 minutes in this one as well, so we got a chance to see him. Jordan Hernandez, El Paso's own, got a chance to see him tonight. CJ Smith, the Oklahoma State transfer. We got a chance to see Muhammad Embe, who got a chance to play 8 minutes, had a block, had a couple buckets too. So, I mean, it was just throw everybody out there, let everybody play, and a fresh look at all these guys for the first time.
I guess if we could take away anything from it, it's the fact that so many players got to be out there, and that's because you relatively handled your business majority of the night, so the minutes get to be spread around, and that's what you want. That's kind of what you want second. Number one is you want everybody to walk away healthy, and on both sides, the teams did that, so that's number one. But, I mean, aside from that, Adrian, you're right. What can we really take from it? We say this just about every year, and we can even fast forward 2 weeks from now, and guess what I'm going to say? Well, let's wait until January. That's when you kind of see who's out there, you know, barring injury. What do those rotations look like, and how are those rotations working for you? So I'm interested in seeing that, but if there's anything else that I could take away from it, I don't know, man. It's really hard to pick. I can't really say they did XYZ well considering the competition, but I guess looking forward to next week, you kind of want to see some of the same things, but definitely some polishes.
Yeah, and things that you want to work on, things other players you want to see step up, all those kinds of things. I totally understand. Our telephone number, if you want to weigh in, any of your initial thoughts on UTEP, 915-505-6009. We feel like this one will be a pretty light show when it comes to callers here. I mean, only 3,038 fans in attendance at the Don. So I'm going to give my initial reactions to all these players that we got a chance to see today. And I took some notes. You know, I got distracted on something that I was working on at halftime that has relation to UTEP men's basketball. Zay is in the house. And the great thing about this season for Minor Talk, Sal, is Zay found some crazy software out there where you can actually do the fantasy basketball implications. So I'll be honest, today I was just scouting out for my team and who I would be drafting here when it's all said and done, Sal. So Zay is doing the groundwork as he gets settled into the studio, and we might have a chance to get some college basketball fantasy action down the line.
You know, I'm down with it. That's awesome, man, especially when there's new metrics and things like that. But making a game within a game, that's always special. So that's dope, man.
I feel like we just had to vote on who was our best ones last year, Zay, but a lot of highlights, lowlights, and things to work on here. I mean, it's just game. It's not even game one. This is like game zero. Friday's game zero as well. Next Tuesday against Loyola Marymount, that's the first game, in my opinion.
I agree. And, you know, we talked, you know, preseason about, you know, how are we going to judge this team? And I think early on I was pretty judgmental. I was already getting into my, you know, I don't even know how to explain it. I just saw certain things that they were doing. I was aggravated. You know, I was ironed already. But, you know, I calmed down. I was like, okay, I got to give this team some time to gel. The one thing I will say is, you know, it's a classic Joe Golden team, right? They forced a lot of turnovers. They struggled a bit offensively, but whenever they were playing free, playing, you know, the way that this program has seen in years past, you know, they force turnovers and they get points in transition, stuff like that. They're the tougher team. It did look very, very enjoyable, and they looked pretty good at times. So, you know, I agree with you. I think that Loyola Marymount next week is going to be the game that everybody kind of keys in on, but I'm still going to give this team, win or lose, some grace to see how good they really are. You know, you said it. I think the same. I really don't want to judge this team until, you know, December, I mean, really mid-December, when everybody and everything kind of just comes together for them.
Yeah, and I have some games that I've got circled on my, you know, calendar for UTEP men's basketball. You can look at next Tuesday's Loyola Marymount game. That's going to be a test for the Miners just to see where they're at. I'm not going to overreact to whether they win or lose that game. I think that's going to be a challenge in itself. I'm going to circle the Utah State road game. You know, that's next Saturday, November 15th. There's a lot of games this month in November, 7 games in this month alone for this men's basketball squad. And then I'm going to circle in that neutral site game against UAB. UAB losing to West Alabama today, by the way. Crazy in itself. Andy Kennedy and the Blazers. That will be one of UTEP's opponents come November 25th. So those are the early games you circle in pencil. The games you circle in pen for non-conference. At Seattle, that'll tell you a lot about UTEP. Where do they stand against a West Coast Conference team like that? And then the second game of the West Star Don Haskins Sun Bowl Invitational, whether it is a team like UC Irvine or whether it's a team like North Dakota State, those are the games right there that you kind of circle and see how UTEP will stack up. But it doesn't get, you know, easy for them to start off conference play. At La Tech, December 29th, at Missouri State, January 2nd, at FIU, January 4th. That's a brutal stretch right there for UTEP basketball, and you figure the Miners are going to have to try to win one of those to start off conference play to give them some momentum here early in January. I'm looking way too ahead. I just will say this, after one game, I've got some takeaways and some players. I've got some thoughts on who are some of the guys who are going to kind of stand out. And one of the guys noticeably absent, Tyrese Watson. I think he's going to be a household name when it's all said and done, Zay. I feel like Tyrese Watson will add the element that this team kind of needs, and what they kind of showed today is when you have that ball-handling type of point guard like Tyrese Watson, he can kind of make it all gel together. And then you don't have to play KJ Thomas and Caleb Blackwell together for so many minutes. You can kind of stagger their minutes together. Not saying they can't play alongside each other, Thomas and Blackwell, but just saying that, you know, Watson just gives them much more sides in their backcourt.
He does, and, you know, I've yet to see this guy in game. Saw him a little bit in practice, and seen a lot of people raving about him, right? He's a very, very talented guy. Comes from Louisiana Monroe and was a double-digit scorer there. So anytime UTEP, you know, gets a proven Division I score out of the portal, it's pretty exciting, because that's something that, you know, to be honest, throughout Joe Golden's tenure, they've needed a real score like that. And sometimes they have it, right? Sometimes the Sule Booms and the Tay Hardys of the world will bless you. But other times, you know, and even when those guys were on the team, you saw the struggles that the UTEP offense has had. So anytime you get a proven score out of the portal, I'm excited about. And I was pretty bummed out that we didn't see him today. I mean, he comes out, he was in the layup lines, he looked pretty, you know, solid to me, and then we don't see him the whole game. It turns out he was injured, so I was a little bummed out. You know, I was ready to see some Tyrese Watson.
Yeah, I think he plays Friday. I think, you know, head coach Joe Golding alluded to that he was playing in some of those secret scrimmage games, just was held out tonight, and they expect him back in the mix on Friday. So good stuff for Tyrese Watson right there. Sal, let's talk about the returnees. Elijah Jones, who is dunking all over the place tonight against an inferior team, but then also KJ Thomas, who I like this stat line that Brett Blomquist pointed out in the post-game scrum. 7 assists, 0 turnovers for one KJ Thomas, who is back for his true sophomore season.
And he did a little bit of everything, and that's what you want. You got to see guys in years past, you know, such as Hardy, and even going beyond that. You can list them all down the road, like Sule Boom. But what I'm getting at is just do a little bit of everything out there.
Sure.
And it's easy to say this, right, considering the opponent. But just to be in the mix and kind of get your feet wet in all areas, that's what you want to see. You like the 0 turnovers. Shows, you know, more patience and poise that he's playing with. But fast forward to Friday. Let's see him build on that. You don't want to see him regress, so to speak, and it'll be hard to do that on Friday, but kind of want to see him, you know, just splash a little bit more.
Yeah, I want to see what they could do a little bit more with KJ Thomas working off ball. That was something that we kind of talked about off air, you know, when we were just observing some notes for this team right here. Let's do it. Let's rip into some of these guys, and you guys feel like you guys jump in where you want to on any of these given players, and then we'll kind of, you know, talk about our different thoughts about them. We'll take a call or two, 915-505-6009. But let's talk about some of the starters here from today. Kasim Watson. Here are my initial thoughts on him. Lengthy. I mean, you got a guy right there who's like truly 6'8", 6'9", who is lengthy. He looks like a better physical version of Jamari Sibley, and he could shoot these mid-range jumpers that could really help UTEP propel them moving forward. He had 8 total rebounds today, so he's active on the glass, 7 of those being on defense, 18 total points for the Miners to lead them in scoring today. He could be asked on a given night to be UTEP's best player, and that's who Kasim Watson might end up being for this group right here. I want to see what he could do defensively against a better opponent, but early reactions are pretty positive for me for Kasim Watson, not Tyrese Watson, to be confused. Kasim, number 13 right there, who stands at 6'8", 6'9". Impressive stuff right there from the guy.
And if it's not confusing enough, both from Philadelphia.
Oh, wow.
So, but Kasim out there just able to use his length. You definitely want to see that play a role when it comes to La Tech and your Kennesaws of the world. Can you clamp down when it matters the most and finish the possession? I think that's going to be or finish the series. That's going to be a big focal point that I'm going to be looking at is defensively. We know what they can do. They just don't always do it. Can you raise that that forced turnover percentage just a little bit higher instead of just barely touching the ball and it's almost a steal? Get more of those steals, and with the length out there, it could alter some passes. You know, if they're not going to be going to him, because it could be a threat. So that's something I'm really going to be looking forward to.
Yeah, and I think I agree with you, both of you guys. I think he's a very lengthy guy, and I think he's a scorer in the front court, and that's something that we haven't seen from UTEP in years past. You know, a true scorer in the front court, a guy that can get a bucket at all three levels, and I think that, you know, he brings something different than what we've seen in years past, and UTEP needs something different than years past, because we all know how the seasons have gone, especially in, you know, late January, early February. A guy like him can be a real difference maker when it comes to, you know, kind of ending those dry spells when you need it, you know, because he can score at all three levels. And from what we've seen, at least what we've seen today and when he was at Delaware State, he can do that at a consistent level.
Let's talk about Nicholls State transfer Jamal West Jr. They call him Boog on the team. 20 minutes tonight. He had 8 total rebounds, 11 points. Almost, he flirted with that double-double in this game. Defensively, he was all over, plus-minus of plus 24 in this game. And then in this game, I like the way he backs himself back to the backs opponents down to the basket. You can see right there, you know, he is not 6'7". He's not 6'8". He stands at 6'6", and he's a smaller center, but he's an enforcer down low. Kind of reminds me of FEODG when he was a little bit bigger, can score down low inside the paint. That's where you're going to find him score a lot, and is an enforcer. I would say that this is a guy who could be one of also the UTEP's best player on any given night, a forward, and he's going to be asked to do a lot of different things in this conference, guarding sizable forwards, sizable bigs on a night-to-night basis for Jamal West Jr. So the big question for him is, can he handle that kind of role moving forward in big months like January, February, March, and how will he, you know, kind of be one of the identities of this UTEP basketball squad? I think that's going to be a big thing to kind of monitor this entire season. So I'm bullish on Jamal West Jr. I think he's going to be a guy to watch this entire season as it moves forward. Just like Caleb Blackwell, he's a guard who was, you know, showing a lot in the backcourt. He kind of has that cross-up type of move to him in the backcourt. I liked his ball handling skills, the way he could dribble the basketball, kind of, you know, initiate offense off the dribble as well. He can spot up and shoot. He was trying to do that throughout the night. He was 1-for-3 from beyond the arc, but I did like the three-pointer that he did shoot and he made. He nailed a nice triple, and he finished the game with 9 points, 4 assists, 3 turnovers, 2 steals, and a block. So active game for Caleb Blackwell, a guy who has bounced around a lot of different places, but could be a key contributor to this team. And then off the bench, they're going to rely on two guys to score off the bench. David Tubek from Seton Hall. That's a guy who tonight, almost 14 minutes. And then L.A. Hayes, almost 19 minutes for him. L.A. Hayes tonight, by the way, 11 points. He got into double figures tonight. He was somebody who had 3 steals, a block, 18 minutes of action for L.A. Hayes. David Tubek, by the way, I said Seton Hall transfer. He had 5 total points, 1 assist, 1 turnover, 1 steal, and plus 19 in the plus minus category right there. Anybody you guys want to rip off and talk about there or highlight from the guys that I reeled off? You go ahead, Zay.
Yeah, I think that I like Jamal West. I think that he really did show up in the second half, and he's an athlete. He's an athlete. You talk about how big he is. He can jump out of the gym as well. And I think that even though, like you said, he's really like 6'5", maybe 6'6" on a good day, he didn't play like it. He plays big, and I think that he'll size up well with other Conference USA bigs just because of how athletic he is and how big he is truly in the paint, that sometimes I can even see him, you know, in the future possibly bullying guys who may be 6'8", 6'9", right? So I'm excited about him because he brings, once again, a different aspect, a different type of game to this UTEP team, and I think he's going to be really useful come conference play.
I look at somebody like Cassius Brooks, and this coaching staff was real high on him. He was somebody who came into this organization late, had 16 minutes off the bench, but this team wants to see how fast they can accelerate his growth through this, you know, early part of the season. 8 points tonight, 2 assists, active defensively, a steal in 15 minutes of action. And then the freshman, the true freshman, Bobby Montgomery Jr. Wow. Physically, this guy jumps off the page for me. 6'5", and he looks every bit of it. Couldn't really get his offensive game going, but I liked what we saw overall from Bobby Montgomery Jr. Any of the like fringe guys that kind of stand out to you, Zay, the guys that you think are like kind of on the fringe of the rotation, but when it's all said and done, might earn their way to crack the rotation?
Yeah, I think that Bobby, like you said, I think he'll be one of them. I think he's a true freshman, right? And I know that Joe's not afraid to play the true freshman. And I think that the more that he gets comfortable, like you said, he's already, you know, he has the D1 size, right? He jumps out at you, like you said. And if let's say this is like football, right? He's the type of guy that athletically he's so gifted that he's got to find a way onto the court because you can use that to your advantage. I think that he's already a polished defender. And if he can just clear some things up offensively and just be in the right places at the right time, I do think down the road he can be a guy that jumps into the rotation. And I think L.A. Hayes, I think he's really, really good. I'm already a big fan of his. 5 of 8 tonight, 11 points in double figures. So I mean, Joe said it. He's another guy that's in the right place at the right time. He knows how to score, and he came over with an assistant, and I'm excited about that. I mean, 19 minutes, I don't think he's a fringe guy anymore. He played more than Elijah Jones tonight. He already brings some good defensive qualities, and I'm excited for him. And all around, I think that we really – I can't say who I think will be in this rotation, because I think they all have a shot, from, you know, Muhammad Mbaye to Kasim Watson. They all really have a shot to get some real playing time down the road.
Why not? Why not this team right here? Miners forced 20 turnovers. When it was all said and done, get 23 points off turnovers as well. Let's go to the phones, and then we'll take a break, and then we'll wrap it up with some final thoughts. We'll wrap this one off. It's not a long Miner talk like we typically do for basketball. We'll save it. We'll save it for the bigger games here in non-conference play. But Brian, welcome aboard. Thanks for calling into Miner Talk. Thanks for hanging with us late. Give us your thoughts as you watched UTEP play for the first time tonight.
Hey y'all, to be honest, I don't really have to say much because y'all really listed some of the key things to know from today's game. And overall, just the funniest thing I found from this game was the panic online from fans asking where the van was, and they didn't know that they were at state competition in San Antonio, and I found that pretty funny, to be honest.
Hey, there you go. I didn't know that, Brian. Yeah. So appreciate the insight.
Yeah, Zay was pointing out. I found it funny. But anyway, not much to take away. Got to see more results going forward before we can give a firm opinion on this team, because we had hope last year and look what happened. So you can't give a definitive opinion until a few games from now. That's all I got.
Okay, appreciate it, Brian. Thank you for weighing in. 915-505-6009, our telephone number. Good points right there from Brian, and he's just weighing in after the UTEP basketball season opener right here as it finished off, UTEP winning 98-56 over UT Permian Basin. You know, more stats, more thoughts from some of these guys right here. Going back to David Tubek, you know, 6'7" for David Tubek. They're going to need the size moving forward later on in the season. And when we talk about fantasy implications, it's going to be interesting to see which one of us goes with a guy like Tubek, like L.A. Hayes, like Cassius Brooks, who's kind of a fringe guy, but maybe can propel forward. So, Sal, I hope you're taking notes these first two games, because next Tuesday, after that Loyola Marymount, we're drafting. We're going to pick out our guys for our fantasy picks, and just like we did last year, we'll come up with a randomizer. We'll involve Chris Collins from this, from Inspo Lens, since he's been riding with us this entire season, and we'll do it. We'll do a live draft here for all the fantasy implications here on the program. What do you think?
I'm just ready for the roller coaster that is to be the fantasy season, because at some point last year, every single one of us felt both of these feelings. We're running away with this. This is too easy. And what the hell am I doing with this team? So I'm super excited about
it. I think you had the best team, because we were trying to recall the best teams last year. I think you had Corey Camper Jr. and you had Kevin Kalu. So based on productivity, I think you won just based off of that.
And you know who else I had?
Who?
Shout out to Yellen. Elijah.
You had Elijah? Okay, so that lineup right there is pretty deadly. Like, for me, I know I had KJ Thomas, I had David Terrell Jr., and I don't remember who my last one was.
I think you had Otis.
Yeah, I think I had Otis. I think that's right. I think that was my first overall pick, and I picked Otis with the first overall pick in this draft. And then you had Ahmad Bynum, you had Devin Barnes. Last year, you also had Babacar Mbenge, and then you also had DeCannon Wickware, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, I had the final pick, like, in the draft, and there was two players left, so it was just by proxy whoever played that day, whether it was DeCannon or, you know, Baba, and sometimes neither of them played. So.
And then Alberto was Baylor Hebb, and I don't even remember who else he had.
I think it was KJ Thomas, Baylor Hebb, and, oh, man.
I don't remember. He had to have one
Maybe
pretty solid
trade.
Players. Yeah, he had to have one solid player.
I think he might have been last place. Like, if we were keeping track. Sorry, Alberto.
Oh, man, I love it. That was our fantasy stuff from last year. But we're going to run it back this year, and we're going to see which players that we pick right now. We're going to take a timeout right now. We're going to pause 10 seconds for station identification in this break as well. When we come back, we'll wrap up Miner Talk. Stay with us. Final thoughts coming up next. We'll preview Western New Mexico as well, and we'll talk about what's ahead right here, 600 ESPN El Paso. All right, welcome back. Miner Talk continues. We are live along with Sal Montes, Zay Galindo. I'm Adrian Broaddus. Minor Talk is brought to you by Jack in the Box, open 365, 24/7 here in El Paso because cravings don't have a curfew. Shout out to Jack in the Box. Shout out to our other sponsors here on the program like Boomy Dental. Check them out online, boomydental.com. Thomas Adams Apparel. I was rocking my Minor Talk hat this week, all week long. I wore it today to the UTEP basketball game. Check them out online, thomasadamsapparel.com for custom orders of hats, polos, hoodies, quarter zips, and plenty more. Designed for you, your business, or sports team. That's Thomas Adams Apparel. Check them out on Instagram or on social media as well. And then shout out to some of our other sponsors like New Start Homes, 915 Tours, and then, of course, like we mentioned, our presenting sponsor, Jack in the Box. We'll be back on location at the district this weekend as well, ahead of UTEP taking on Jacksonville State. So stay with us for our Minor Talk tailgate show. That'll be out at the District Pub and Kitchen West. Let's go back to the phones right now. 915-505-6009. UTEP defeats UT Permian Basin. If you want to weigh in with any thoughts, give us a call now. We're going to wrap up and wind down the show here in this next segment. So give us a call now if you want to weigh in on any of your thoughts for UTEP basketball. Let's do it. Michael is next with us. Michael, good evening. What's going on?
Hey, guys. Hey, how you doing?
Doing good, Michael. What'd you think tonight?
I think, you know, I listened to the radio show. The guys in Steve Yellen, John Tracher, I mean, they do a great job. You guys do a great job. You know, this is still a young team. I think we're going to do pretty well, you know. I haven't seen them in person yet. But I think this team might surprise you, you know. But I know it's still at the end of the season. What do you guys think?
It's real early, Michael. I appreciate your phone call. Thank you for waiting. And it's early. It's hard to make a lot of these thoughts early on. I want to see what the identity is. I even asked Joe Golding, you know, how do they get to being a Joe Golding kind of identity team? And that's hard-nosed defense. That's succeeding, you know, in the turnover to assist ratio right there. It's forcing a lot of turnovers. It's creating and sharing the ball a lot. And I think it's just so early. It's hard to even see any of that. They're trying to get to that point right now, but it's way too early. You're just putting the foundation. You're laying the foundation and seeing what works. It's nice to see guys like Watson go for 18. Nice to see guys like, you know, even Cassius Brooks in this one contribute the way he did, and L.A. Hayes hitting double-digit figures. So that's what you can kind of take away from this one right here. Not a lot, but maybe some stuff you could build upon here in the future. So appreciate your phone call, Michael. Thank you for weighing in. 915-505-6009. Guys, let's reel off a couple thoughts on some tweets that came in our way, and then we'll wind it up here on the program today. We'll save most of it for next week, next Tuesday. Dancing Aggie NMSU. Hey, this is a future Mountain West school, Gloria Navarez. UTEP only gets big crowds when New Mexico State men's basketball comes to town, and this is in relation to no one showing up tonight. Sal, any defense to the attendance or anything you want to mention on the attendance?
Nah, man. We just got to be honest. The schedule is not the most intriguing, and also it's a tune-up game against you know, people aren't going to be lining up the door to see. So
yes,
we'll judge the schedule for Mountain West, like how they prepare for the Mountain West, when they set that schedule for their first year in the Mountain West. So I'll wait for that.
Okay, let's go to another one. This is coming in from Manny David. Good dub to start the season. Good playing experience for the newcomers, even if it was against a D2 team. Friday should be another test against Western New Mexico, followed by another test against the Loyola Marymount, who scored 75 in the first half tonight. Wow, that's a big stat right there, Zay. A lot of offense from Loyola Marymount in the first half tonight. And I wonder what will happen for that game. That game's a week from tomorrow, happening at the Dawn.
Well, you know, last time UTEP played Loyola Marymount put that belt. I mean, it was an ugly game. It was a bit of a shocker, too. I mean,
yes.
UTEP was coming off, you know, the big tournament in California, I think it was, where, you know, they end up upsetting Cal. They give Bradley a run for their money in the championship. I mean, the feelings were high, and everybody just kind of had a reality check in that game, and it was pretty disappointing. So it was a weird game. All I know is that was a weird game. Like, I'm going to start you know, naming weird facts about that day. I mean, UTEP got killed by Liberty in football that day. It was a funky game, but you can't have a funky game against Loyola Marymount at home. I mean, I'll tell you that much. You have to go out there, and if winning the fans back is one thing this team really wants to do, anyone at home against, you know, proper competition, and I'll give Loyola Marymount, at least for now, I think they're proper competition, and I think a win would do wonders for your attendance in the future.
No doubt. Let's move on to some other points here that came in. This is something that we just have to mention as well. I'll get more of your thoughts on this one, Zay, and then we'll get this one from Sal, as we've got another one that just came in on Twitter next. Before the season started, Steve Green, who is on UTEP's assistant coaching staff, will not coach this season for the Miners. He's officially retired from basketball. So you're out of bench coach there, Zay.
Yeah, I mean, it was weird. Things have just been weird around this program. That's another weird thing that goes on for them. I think that it's unfortunate, but at least the timing, you know, for him to leave the program is now rather than mid-year or whatever. So I think it's weird. I mean, I heard you guys talking about it on Sports Talk. It's a big loss, in my opinion, because, you know, like Steve said, that was a coach that I was excited to see how much of a difference he could make for the team, especially offensively. We all know, it's not a secret, everybody in Conference USA knows, every UTEP fan knows, that if this team can, you know, score the basketball at a, I wouldn't even say a high clip, but at least at an above average clip, they'd be a pretty good basketball team to contend with. And we just haven't seen that from them. And Steve Green, he had that resume. He's won at the JUCO level. He's had offensives that have been high powered. So I was very excited to see what he'd bring to this team. It's unfortunate that he ends up retiring from basketball, but next man up, whether it's a player or even a coach.
This is from Tristan Pence. I saw him early before the game. He says Jamal West, Caleb Blackwell, Kasim Watson, Cassius Brooks, L.A. Hayes, and Elijah Jones all look pretty good. Elijah has improved. Still way too early to know what this team has. They look a little more athletic than last year's team, but let's see how they look next week against Marymount. Hashtag Miner Talk. Sal, yes or no?
Yeah.
Do you feel like UTEP will be a good offensive team? Like, if I only gave you a yes or no, is UTEP going to be a good offensive team here in 2025-6?
No. I would love to say yes, but we just got to be honest, man. What is the common denominator when it comes to Joe Golding offense in El Paso? And that is Joe Golding. And the primary focus is going to be defense and forcing turnovers. But I know that they led in this stat today. And I'm gonna give you a piece of what – a small piece of offense, and that's transition, you know, points in transition. Yeah, they got 20 today, but there were a couple of plays where they just got it off just in time, and I'm thinking like, man, that's a block for UAB. Oh, that's going to be a steal in transition for La Tech, and it's just hard for me to buy in when they're bigger and faster than Permian Basin, and that's why they got those points today, but it's still the first game, but you want to see a little bit more cohesion, man.
Okay, yes or no, do you feel like UTEP will still be that same type of defensive team that could be top three in the conference? Yes or no?
Yes.
I feel like that's the case, though. That's their upside every single year under a Joe Golding squad. So I'm on the same level as you. I just hope that UTEP, you know, offensively can actually hang in games and hit some three-pointers. That's the thing I've been kind of hoping for every single year with this squad, and maybe this is finally the year where they start to hit some shots from beyond the arc and start to make some three-pointers fall. But we'll end up seeing if that could end up being the case for them moving forward. A couple other posts to get to. Wack Hoops Nation says, I don't mean to state the obvious. The Don looks pretty damn empty for the season opener. What happened to Miner fans? There's the Cowboys game. It's a Monday. It's UT Permian Basin. I can go on and on for excuses, but we'll see how it goes. I'm looking forward to Friday to see what they have. I just want to see this team play a little bit more, familiarize myself with this roster a little bit more, and then kind of prepare for that Loyola Marymount game. But we'll go around the room for some final thoughts today, guys. It's Western New Mexico on Friday at 7 o'clock, and then it's going to be a 7 o'clock tip-off against Loyola Marymount next Tuesday. So it should be a pretty simple one for them Friday. Next Tuesday is going to be the first real test for this UTEP basketball squad. But Sal, any final takeaways here from tonight? The opening night, talking some UTEP hoops.
There were points in this game where they were possessing the basketball with aggression. You got to see, like, when they got the ball, they pounded the ball, and you want to see that continue, kind of set the tone for your possession. That's what I want to see going forward.
Yeah, I like that right there. Zay, let's get some final thoughts here from you. What do you think the Miners need to do heading into this next kind of final stretch before they, take on a really talented Loyola Marymount squad?
Keep scoring the basketball. They need to keep scoring the basketball. I think I asked Joe this post game. They had four guys in double figures, three of them, being big men, and that's different. Like, that is different than what we've seen in years past, and I think it's good different. I think it's good different if you have, three, and I know it's UT Permian basement. Like Sal said, you're bigger, faster, and stronger than these guys, but I think that all three of the guys that did score in double figures, or at least the bigs that did, which were Elijah Jones, Jamal West, and Kasim Watson, they all have the upside to score that against, real Division I talent. They have the talent, at least when it comes to scoring-wise, and they have the feel for the game. Especially Kasim. He's such a lengthy guy. Like, I know it's a weird... Like, I'm comparing him to... Because, like, he's the only guy that I can think of. But off the bat, like... He's like a poor man's Kevin Durant, because he can score at all three
kinda
levels,
like that, yeah,
at a lengthy way, and he has the handle that you'd like to see out of a guard, but he's 6'9", so he's not a guard, right? He can handle the ball at a high rate, so he can score at all three levels, and I think he's a guy that day in and day out UTEP can rely on. And then Jamal West, like I talked about him earlier, he's a athletic guy. He could score bully ball down low no matter who you put on him. He's already scoring at the mid-major level. I'll give the Southland Conference mid-major status. And then, last but not least, Elijah Jones. He's been in this program, I think he's one of the longest tenured guys in this program. He's entering, I think, his third year as a minor, and the upside's there. It's always going to be there, and I think that he needs to get reps still. He needs to get true reps. I know he got some last year, but this year he needs to get more minutes, and I think the more that he gets comfortable, the higher the upside is when it comes to scoring. And I think that if UTEP can continue to score the ball with those big men down low, the opportunities will open up for people like L.A. Hayes, Caleb Blackwell, Tyrese Watson, and from then on, right, you'll have a real shot to compete late into January and early February, which is when UTEP struggles the most. So don't want to take away too much from this game, but I am a bit excited just to see that something different when it comes to the scoring category.
Yeah, just the complement of guys playing together, Watson, West, Jones, Thomas, Blackwell, having those guys on the floor, share the floor together, then different rotations that come off the bench, like Tubek, Hayes, and Brooks, who are the first three off the bench. I just find it fascinating. Can Bobby Montgomery Jr. crack the rotation? Can KJ Thomas really take that big jump that he needs here in the sophomore year for this team to be successful? Can Elijah Jones play over 20 minutes in relevant basketball games and conference play and be a relevant contributor to this team? Can they keep up defensively, and can they rebound the basketball enough to win some of these games down the line, which they desperately could not do last year? And I think by committee they can maybe make it happen this year with some of those lengthier guys. But just initial takeaways tonight. We'll be back in action Friday with some more thoughts, and then Tuesday, the big one against Loyola Marymount. But that'll wind us up here on Miner Talk here today, guys. For Zay Galindo, for Sal Montes, I'm Adrian Broaddus. We're winding up the show here tonight. UTEP defeating UT Permian Basin 98-56. We'll be back in action Friday for another edition of Miner Talk, brought to you by Jack in the Box, right here on 600 ESPN El Paso.